Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and today's case is going to be a little bit deeper and very gruesome. It's one of the worst cases I believe Japan had in a while, like very while. And if you are, this is a disclaimer, if you are sensitive and triggered by anything from SA, beaten, mistreated, blood, gush, anything horrible, please do not listen to this episode. And you can watch other cases and other episodes, regular episodes from this podcast. So let's get this case started. So we're gonna start from this case. This case was literally in the 1980s in Japan. And if you guys do look, because it was a worldwide, very disturbing case in Japan. And her name was Junko Furuta. Junko Furuta was just 17 years old when she was raped, beaten, and killed by four teenage boys in the 1980s of Japan. So, as far as Mito's parents, which was one of the boys, was concerned, Frida was the son's first girlfriend ever. She was a very pretty and very lovable person. Everyone enjoyed her. But around where their son was so often, it seems that if she was living at their home, even when they began to suspect that the presence was always unconsensual, they labored under the delusion that everything was fine. After all, they feared that their son's violent tendency, his friend's connection to the Yakuza, a powerful organization in Japan. So basically, it's just a gang in Japan named the Yakuzas. They're very, very well known for years. But apparently, Fruta was captured. And they captured her, they made her a sex slave, they made her the punching bag for 44 days straight, basically. And technically, on her last day, she was very horrifyingly tortured. I don't know about horrified, but it's more than that. She would become their murder victim at the age of 17. They abducted her. And I want to see how they adopted her a little bit. I'm going to do a detail, so if you don't want to hear it, like I said, go to another case. But Junko Frida was born in 1971 in Japan. Up to her kidnapping at age 17, she was a normal girl. Frida was known for being pretty bright and getting good grades at a Yamomine high school. Despite her good reputation, she didn't drink, smoke, or use any drugs. She was quite popular at the school and seemingly had a bright future ahead of her, according to her friends and her peers. But everything changed November 1988. At the first time, her first future kidnapper, Horoshi, known as basically the school bully, because everything starts with a school bully, often bragged about his connection to the Yakuza. According to some of the classmates, Mino had developed somewhat of a crush on Futa and was enraged when she turned him down. She turned him down just because of that. And after that, when, turned him down, after all, no one had ever dared to reject him, especially after he was told because he had friends of the Yakuza. So a few days after the rejection, Mino and Mitsuo were hanging out at a local park in Miso, preying on innocent women as experienced gang rapists. Mino and Mitsuo were experts at spotting potential targets. So around 8:30 p.m., the boys noticed Junko Frida on her bicycle at the time, and she was on her way home from her job. Mino kicked Frida off her bike, creating a diversion, which put Mino stepped in, pretending to be an innocent and concerned bystander. After helping her up, he asked her if she wanted to escort home, which Frida unwillingly accepted. But she was never seen with her loved one ever again after that same night. So Mino led Frida to an abandoned warehouse where he told her of his Yakuza connection and raped her, threatened to kill her and her family if she made a sound. Then he took her to the park where Minoru Oga and Watamio were waiting. There, the other boys also raped her, and then they smuggled her into a home that was owned by Minoru's family. Although Frida's parents called the police and reported their daughter missing, the boy made sure they wouldn't go looking for her, forcing her to call home and saying that she had run away and staying with a friend. Wherever Minoru's parents were around, Frida was forced to pose as his girlfriend, though they eventually realized that something was not right. So unfortunately, the threat of the Yakuza's coming after them was enough to keep them quiet. In 44 days, Minoru's parents lived in alarming ignorance of the law, the real-life horror story of the folding in their own home. Over the course of the 44 days, Junko was raped 400 times by Minoru and his friends, as well as other boys and men that were four captors knew. Which, while torturing her, they would put iron bars, scissors, skewers, fireworks, and even a lit light bulb in her genital and anus, destroying her intense internal atom. Basically just torturing her to an extent that it just destroyed her completely inside, which left her unable to urinate or do any fecal matter. When they weren't raping her, the boys forced her to do other terrible things like eating live cockroach, masturbating in front of them, drinking her own urine. Her body, still very much alive at the point, was hung from the ceiling and beaten with a golf club, bamboo sticks, and iron rods. Her eyelids and genitals were burned with cigarettes, lighters, and hot wax. And the torture didn't stop until Frida was dead. On the most tragic things about Junko Frida's agony, torment, and eventually murder is that all could have been prevented. Twice, the police were all altered to Frida's condition, and they failed to intervene both times. The first time, a boy who had been invited over to Mitsuno's house by Mino went home after seeing Frida and told his brother about what was happening. The brother then decided to tell his parents, who contacted the police, and the authorities showed up at the Mitsuno residence and were assured by the family that there was no girl inside. And the answer was clearly satisfying enough for the police, as they never returned to the home whatsoever. The second time, it was Frida herself who called the cops, but before she was able to say anything, the boys discovered her. The police called back, and Mina assured them that the prompt call had been a mistake. The authority never followed up again, and the boys then punished Frida for calling the police, dosing her leg with lighter fluid, and setting her on fire. On January 4th, 1889, Junko captors finally murdered her. The boys allegedly became enraged when she beat them at a game at Mino and tortured her to death. Scared of her being charged with murder, they dumped her body in a 55-gallon drum filled with concrete and then dropped it on the cement truck for a while. They thought they would never be caught, but there was a CCTV camera near the site. So 2 weeks later, the police arrested Mino and Oga on a separate gang rape charge. During his interrogation, the police mentioned an open murder investigation, believing that the authorities were referring to the murder of Junko and that Onna has confessed to the crime and Mino told the police where they can find Frida's body. In the end, the case that the police have been referred have been unrelated to Frida, and Mino had willingly turned himself in for the murder. And within days, all the four boys were in custody. But despite the amount of evidence against them, the grossly tortured of Jinko Frida, the boys revealed shocking light sentences. And this is what I'm saying. Back in the day, they really did not have these huge-ass sentences that we have today. And I think some part of, like, you know, Asia, they still have light, very much light sentences. So, Horishu Mino was sentenced only for 20 years. Siju Minoto received a term 5 to 9 years. Ogi was sentenced to 5 to 10 years. And Hayashi Watapi received a term for 5 to 7 years. Since they were teens at the time, Jinko's, Frida's murder, their youth was linked to their life sentences. Though it was widely believed that there were connections to the Yakuza also had something to do with it. Had the boys have been heard elsewhere, or had the boys been just a couple of years older, they would have been likely dealt with capital punishment, basically. Instead, all of Frida's killers were eventually released from prison. It's believed that the Watabi is the only one who has not reoffended since his release. To this day, many in Japan feel the justice has not been served for Frida's case, and tragically, it doesn't seem like that would ever happened. And it's fucking crazy how everything led. There is so much evidence so many times, and it's just crazy how cops just, okay, there was nothing there, that's it, we're leaving. But if I get 3 calls, and just because of this woman that's been called missing, I'm gonna search through hellhole water to just find this person. And especially this same house. A lot of people have been speaking about this same house just because she was missing. She even called from there. They even spoke to him directly because she hung up before she said anything. I would go look for her. And this poor innocent girl, just because she turned one person down, she was tortured to this extent. And it's very horrible. And it happens to this day. A lot of these men, not all of them, but a lot of some of these men, get their egos so injured that they want to be in charge of everything and control everything, and then want to beat the woman because they don't like you. They don't like you, move on. There's like billions of people in this whole entire world. You do not have to kill or hit a woman just for that. Because your ego is bruised. Now, get it together. And these are young people. She was around 17 years old. 17. And all of that she experienced. I feel sorry for the parents. And my thing is, these light sentences, and they are still out to this day. These kids, now grown as men, is out to this day. In the streets. So, ladies, just be careful, because anything can happen. Be careful who you surround yourself with. I think every episode of any cases, I always say this: be careful who you surround yourself with, because these are evidence on why you should never be alone in these streets at night, anywhere, period. I know this case was a little bit short, but I literally said everything disturbing to what happened to this young lady happened, and that's everything that I kind of researched, and those were like the most horrible pieces that happened to her. And so I wanted to highlight every torture thing that she had, so you can understand how bad some of these cases are. But yeah, Rest in peace to this beloved lady, well, girl, Jinko Frida, and hopefully we don't get these type of cases this very severe. And yeah, I catch you guys every Friday at 11 p.m. for every other case. And regular timings for regular podcast episodes every Wednesdays at 11. And I'll see you next time. Deuces.